The Radak writes that this mizmor was composed by David HaMelech with the intent that it should be recited when the Aron will be brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This would follow David's offering of the Korban Oilah on Har HaMoriah, where Hashem appeared to David. David knew that it was there that the Beis HaMikdash would be built. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis cites the background of the chosen site of the Beis HaMikdash. It is in Shmuel Beis, Perik Chof Dalet, Pasuk Chof Beis, where this incident takes place. As a punishment for David's taking an unauthorized census of the Bnei Yisrael, Hashem brought a plague upon the people, killing tens of thousands. It was through God HaChoizeh, the Novi God, that David was told that the Magefa could be stopped by bringing Karbonos to Hashem on the site near the threshing floor, the Goyren, belonging to Aravna HaYevusi. Aravna was a Ger Toishav, a Gentile, who accepted upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, and since he accepted the prohibition of Giloy Aroyos as well, which includes animals, his animals were also fit to be offered as Karbonos. David also insisted on paying Aravna for the land and animals. Even though Aravna, who was greatly honored, offered the land and animals as a gift, but David nevertheless insisted on purchasing them. It is also in this perek where the pasuk that we say in Tachnun comes from. Vayomer David el God, Tsar li ma'oid, nipilo no v'yad Adonai kirabim rachamov v'yad odom al epoilo. David said to God, I am exceedingly distressed. Let us fall into the hands of Hashem, for His mercies are abundant, but let me not fall into human hands. I would also like to cite one more Gemara, Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, as it also relates to the theme of this mizmor. Kishebono Shlomo es Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, Bikesh lahachnis oroin leveis kodshei hakadoshim. He sought to bring the oroin into the Holy of Holies. Davku sha'arim zebozeh. However, the gates of the Kodesh Hakadoshim clung to each other miraculously and could not be opened. Omar Shlomoi esrim va'arba orin onois. Shlomo recited 24 songs of tefillah. V'loi na'ano. But he was not answered, and the gates remained closed. Posach v'omar, se'u she'orim rosheichem, v'hina se'u pischei olam, v'yavoi melech hakovoid. When Shlomo said this posuk, rohatu basrei lemivle'ei, when the gates heard this, the gates ran after him to swallow him. Amru, Mihuze Melech HaKavod. They said to Shlomo, who is the King of Glory? Are you describing yourself? Omar Lahu, Shlomo responded, Hashem Izuz V'Gibor. I am not referring to myself. It is to Hashem I refer. Hashem who is the mighty and strong one. Chazar V'Omar, Shlomo went back and said, Se'u she'orim rosheichem u'se'u pischei olam v'yavoi melech hakavoid. Mi huze melech hakavoid. Hashem tzva'ois hu melech hakavoid sela. V'loi na'ana. And Shlomo was still not answered. Kivan she'omar. Hashem elikim al toshev p'nei mishichecha. Zochro l'chasdei David avdecha. As soon as Shlomo said this, do not turn away from the face of your anointed one. Remember the chesed of David, your servant. Miyod ne'eno. He was answered immediately, and the sha'arim opened. Ba'oisa sha'a. Nehefchu Pnei Kol Soinei David Kishulei Kedera. At that moment, the faces of David's enemies turned dark with humiliation, like the bottom of a pot that had been blackened by fire. This refers to the family of Shaul, Shimi ben Gera, and the others who opposed David's melucha. V'yadu'u kol ha'am v'chol Yisrael shemochal loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu al oisoy avoin. And everyone knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven David for his sin.